This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Hello and welcome to Community Radio Hamilton. Food for thought. You could be listening on 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, or online at communityradio.co.nz. Today on the show is a Christmas special. With only 2 days to Christmas to go, I thought that I would be giving some tips on some vegan gifts and some vegan foods for Christmas, as well as why you shouldn't give live animals as presents, and why you should leave Santa some soy milk instead of the traditional cow's milk, and say no to the Christmas ham, and of course all other non-vegan foods on the menu. But to start off the show, I'm going to be playing a little bit of Strike Anywhere, whose lead vocalist, Thomas, is vegan. This song is from one of their albums, called Exit English. That was Infrared by Strike Anywhere, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, the Christmas special. Now I'm going to be talking about why you shouldn't give live animals as presents, or dead ones for that matter. Now, as I talked about on last week's episode, buying is the key word there, buying an animal is extremely problematic, the key word being buying, and adopting is a much better option. However, even Christmas is an extremely bad time to give animals, even if you have adopted that particular animal, for a number of reasons. First of all, like I've been talking about all the time on the show, basically, animals aren't commodities. When we give Christmas gifts, we're giving commodities. We're giving materialistic items. Animals are not commodities. We shouldn't be giving each other live, sentient beings as if they were no different than a box of chocolates. Think about it like this. We don't give each other humans as Christmas presents, so why animals? We may choose to adopt children, but we don't give them away as gifts. We don't adopt a child, then wrap them up in a box to give them as a gift. And we shouldn't do it for animals either. Now, and those issues aside, even if they may initially like the non-human, the reality is that quite often when animals are just given away, those animals often end up homeless, in a shelter, or even put down when the, quote, owners realize all the work and money that has to go into looking after non-humans. Living with another animal is a huge responsibility and not one that should just be dumped on another person as a gift for Christmas. So what can vegans give over as gifts? I'll have some last-minute gift ideas after the break. However, before I do that, I'm going to be playing a little bit of 8-Foot Sativa, a almost entirely vegan New Zealand band. Only one member is non-vegan. that was Sleepwalkers by 8 Foot Sativa. A little bit of heavy metal instead of all the Christmas carols that are going around this time of year. And you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. For more information, check out fftradio.wordpress.com. Before the break, I just talked about some reasons that we shouldn't give live, or for that matter, dead animals, as Christmas presents. However, now I'm going to be listing some last-minute vegan Christmas present alternatives. There are three main categories that I'm going to be suggesting you can buy. Of course, there are many different vegan options for presents. However, these are just a few quick and easy presents that you can just use as last-minute gifts. They're food, body care and cosmetics, and clothing and footwear. First of all, food. You could always get some vegan chocolates. Whittaker's, I think all of their dark chocolates, except the caramel ones, are vegan. Bella's make a lot of dark chocolates. And Sweet William make chocolate spreads, as well as this really nice white chocolate. I think it's the only vegan white chocolate that you can get in New Zealand, and it is absolutely delicious. Some other brands that make vegan chocolates include Lindt, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, it's L-I-N-D-T, and Walkers. Of course, there are many more, just check the ingredients. Angel Food makes meringue and marshmallow kits. They, I think, are the only vegan meringues that you can get, and the marshmallow kits are definitely the best ones you can get. Not the only, but they are absolutely delicious. You can get those at angelfood.co.nz or via Deviate and SafeShop, who I'm going to be giving the links to a little bit later on. Also, Leader Chocolate Biscuits. I think their whole range is vegan. If not, it's almost all of their products are vegan, and the ones that are clearly labelled. They make, like, vegan Tim Tams, and all these other delicious, like, things like vegan ginger nuts, and they are delicious. And for body care and cosmetics, I think that almost all of EcoStore's products are vegan, however, a few contain honey and goat's milk, but none of them are tested on animals, and it's all vegan apart from those few soaps. So they make shampoos, soaps, again, just make sure you don't get the ones that contain honey and goat's milk, deodorant, and much more. You can find them at quite a lot of supermarkets and places that sell body care products, or you can check out their website. I think it's ecostore.co.nz. And St. Ives don't test on animals, and some of their products are vegan. They make things like soaps and shampoos as well. There's the Trilogy brand, which you can buy at the Safe Shop. They make things like eye contour cream, hand cream, body lotion, and heaps more. And also from the Safe Shop, there's the Blue Earth soap pack. You can also get vegan candles, because most of them contain beeswax. Now for clothing and footwear, the things that you're going to have to look out for are wool, leather, suede, fur, feathers, and silk. Wool obviously comes from sheep, and vegans, and obviously those sheep are treated as nothing more than economic commodities. So vegans avoid things that are made with animal treated commodities. But on top of that, there's many welfare problems. I think half of New Zealand sheep are muzzled, which is an operation where they literally cut the flesh off a sheep's rear with garden shears. And there's all sorts of welfare problems with being shorn and being rallied with sheepdogs and all those sorts of things. Leather obviously comes from a dead cow, and suede is very similar to leather. Fur is a very obvious one. It's made from skin of dead animals. Feathers, like down, is made from the feathers of slaughtered ducks. And silk is made by boiling silkworms. So So you're going to want to look out for those and not buy any of those. Now, the two places that I would really recommend buying footwear and clothing from are Deviate and The Safe Shop. Deviate are an entirely vegan company based in Auckland. They don't have a physical shop that you can go to, but you can buy all their stuff online. I've bought some shoes from them, as well as a few belts, and they are very good, and I would really recommend them. You can check them out at deviate.net.nz. They sell bags, shirts, hoodies, pants, singlets, caps, sneakers, jandals, boots, hiking boots, work shoes, as well as food, cosmetics, and pretty much everything you can think of, really. There's also The Safe Shop, who sell animal rights t-shirts, beanies, toddler tees, vegan wears shoes, wallets, belts, sneakers, as well as vegan soccer and rugby balls, sweets, cosmetics, skin and body care, home care, animal care, books, and tons more. Check out their website at choosecruelty-free.org.nz. Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of AFI, whose singer, Davey, and their guitarist, Hunter, are both vegan. Right after that, I'm going to be talking a little bit about why you should leave Santa soy milk instead of cow's milk, and say no to the Christmas ham and other non-vegan products available, that will be available there on Christmas Day. That was Cold Hands by AFI, and you're tuned in to the Christmas special of Food for Thought on Community Radio Hamilton. Now I'm going to be talking about why you should leave Santa soy milk instead of cow's milk, and say no to that Christmas ham, and all other animal products on Christmas Day, and every day, of course. First of all, I'll address the issue of cow's milk. Cows are forcibly impregnated via artificial insemination. 80% of cows are artificially inseminated, and only cows that fail to get pregnant but are allowed to breed with a bull. Cows' babies are taken away from them within 2 days and either slaughtered or kept as herd replacements. Normally the milk produced by the cow would go to her baby, however, because us humans want to drink that milk, the calf has to be taken away in order to be economically feasible. Cows lose weight and condition in 6 to 8 days after calving, and researchers have estimated that they're under as much stress as a cyclist on Tour de France. And the difference is that cyclists in Tour de France have a choice to be put through that. Dairy cows do not. Many have their tails docked, might be branded or dehorned. All extremely painful procedures, often done without the use of anesthetics. Many cows are prone to mastitis, a teat disease which makes their teats go clotted and watery, and severe cases can kill a cow in less than a day. And of course, all cows are killed as soon as their milk production declines or they fail to become pregnant, which is around about when they're 5 to 7 years old. Naturally, they can live to be 25 years old. So many cows are living only a fifth of their natural lifespan. Ham comes from pigs who have lived their whole lives in tiny crates where they can't turn round. And when they give birth, they're just moved to another crate. The pigs that you actually eat are fattened in crowdy and dirty conditions. Now all pigs, regardless of whether they're factory farmed or free range, end their lives at slaughterhouses, at the same slaughterhouses where they have their throats slit upside down on a slaughter line. All of these animals, whether on factory farms or free range farms, whether on dairy farms or pork farms, they are all treated as nothing more than commodities. They're only given welfare protection when it's economically beneficial or neutral, because the law sees them as things, not individuals. Now, you might be thinking, if you're a non-vegan, you might be thinking, okay, so what do vegans eat on Christmas? And that is exactly what I'm going to be talking about right after this song by Alkaline Trio, whose drummer, Derek Grant, is vegan.
So sick, I took a long walk straight back home. I could have walked back to San Francisco. I used to long for time alone. I used to long for a place of my own. And I'm losing faith in everything. I'm lost, so lost, I'm lost at CUC. Casket to call my own. I never had a problem facing fear, but I'm done over and out, my dear. And oh, mercy me, God bless catastrophe. There's no way in hell we'll ever live to see through this. So drive yourself insane tonight. It's not that far away, and I just build up your tank. So sick, I took a long walk straight back home. I could have walked back to
Chicago. I used to long for time alone. I used to long for a place of my own. And I've lost faith in everything. I'm lost, so lost, I'm lost without you. Oh, mutiny, God bless catastrophe.
That was Mercy Me by Alkaline Trio, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, the Christmas special of Food for Thought. Now, before the break, I talked about the reasons that you should leave Santa's soy milk and say no to the Christmas ham and all other non-vegans at Christmas Day and all other days. So, some of you may be thinking, well, what do vegans eat on Christmas? This is not an exhaustive list. In fact, they're just a few very basic suggestions. You could make the typical, or perhaps the better word is stereotypical, nut roast. You could make roast potatoes with onion and sage. You could make sage and onion stuffing. You could make a vegetable loaf, mashed potatoes with soy milk or vegan margarine. Or if you're having a barbecue-style Christmas, you could just fry up some vegan sausages. Of course, there are many more suggestions. Those are just some quick and easy suggestions of what you could make. A lot of them are side dishes, so it's a lot easier maybe if you're going away to someone else's house and there's going to be a lot of non-vegan food there. Those are some things that you might be able to have. Now I'm going to be reading out a recipe for sage and onion stuffing. For this recipe, you will need 6 slices of wholemeal bread, half a cup or 85 grams of vegan margarine, 4 teaspoons of dried sage or 8 of fresh chopped sage, 1 finely chopped onion, and salt to taste. All you have to do to make this incredibly easy recipe is melt the margarine in a saucepan, then cook the onions in it until soft. Break up the wholemeal bread with your hands into pretty small pieces, and then mix into the onion and the margarine with the sage and salt. If you missed that recipe, check out fftradio.wordpress.com. Make sure you tune in next week, where I'm going to be basically giving you some ideas for New Year's resolutions. See if you can guess what those are. It's not very hard to guess. Obviously, go vegan if you're not vegan already, and there'll be other suggestions for if you are vegan. And other than that, have a Merry Christmas.
For episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.